The Reason Every Kid Should Talk Back to Their Parents, November 6th, 2013. The parent in me wants to squash every little insurrection as quickly as possible, but the psychologist in me is glad when my children say no. This is why. On an early autumn morning, the dollhouse is full of Lego Star Wars action figures. They're sleeping in beds, sitting on toilets, cooking breakfast, and one rogue Jedi is standing on the roof. Sunlight is dawning across the living room floor as my daughter and I play dollhouse and the rest of the household slumbers. Her older brother wakes up, walks into the room rubbing his eyes clear, and sees his new birthday presents defiled by a dollhouse. A look of horror takes over his face, like his dog is lying dead in the road, and he pushes past us to snatch up his action figures. I hold out my hand and try to be patient. Give them to me. He looks at me, and his horror becomes an oppositional no. The parent in me feels like a failure because I'm not being respected. The parent in me gets angry because I feel out of control and I'm supposed to be in charge. And the human in me feels just plain sad because the morning just got a whole lot harder. But the psychologist in me is secretly thrilled he said no. Because the inability to say no, the inability to set personal boundaries, is one of the most common insidious causes of human suffering. When we can't say no, we become a sponge for the feelings of everyone around us, and we eventually become saturated by the needs of everyone else, while our own hearts wilt and die. We begin to live our lives according to the forceful should of others, rather than the whispered, passionate want of our own hearts. We let everyone else tell us what story to live, and we cease to be the author of our own lives. We lose our voice. We lose the desire planted in our souls and the very unique way in which we might live out that desire in the world. We get used by the world instead of being useful in the world. We fit in instead of standing out. And oftentimes, the most painful circumstances in life can be traced back to the word no and how it was never used. When we can't say no to the pressure of a friend, we drink and drive and we endanger lives. When we can't say no to a persuasive boyfriend, we end up pregnant. When we can't say no to a sales pitch, we bury ourselves in oppressive debt. When we can't say no to our boss, we end up with long hours and a short fuse with everyone we love. When we can't say no to our children, we begin to resent their every demand and fantasize about a deserted island in the Caribbean. When we can't say no to our partners, they keep drinking or working or gambling or flirting, and we end up in the back seat of our own lives. There is no end to the ways our lives are diminished by our inability to say no. And when a client of mine is being wrecked by porous boundaries, I will often ask this question: how did your parents respond when you said no as a child? And I will almost always hear this answer: oh, you wouldn't dare say no to my parents. So on an early autumn morning, I'm faced with a decision. Do I squash this little rebellion? Do I send him to time out, raise my voice, show him who's boss, demand that he share, threaten something, threaten anything? Or do I take a deep breath and remember the reason every parent should say yes to the word no? Our families are where we first learn how to say no in a safe, supportive environment. If we don't learn to do so there, we won't learn to do so anywhere. If our children can't say no to us, they won't say it to anyone. When my son is offered a bunch of pills, or my daughter is offered the backseat of a car, I want my kids to have had a lot of practice at saying no. Someday, there will be more at stake than a bunch of Lego action figures, and by then, I want them to know their worth isn't jeopardized one iota when they don't give themselves away to everyone around them. I want them to know their voice matters. I want them to know they are in the driver's seat of their own lives. Do children need to learn to set boundaries assertively rather than aggressively? Yes. Do they need to learn the art of compromise? Definitely. Do they need to learn to wisely choose moments of submission? Absolutely. But all of that learning begins with a no. Because the truth is, you can't truly say yes until you can say no. We need to know we have a choice in life. The freedom to say no is the very beginning of our ability to say yes, to ourselves, to life, and to love. So on an early autumn morning, I can come down hard on him, or I can bend down to him. Some days the parent in me wins, and I think that's all right. Sometimes our kids need a parent who won't bend. But on this particular day I bend, because I figure anyone who looks like his dog just died may have a little more to say. And what does my obstinate son have to say? Dad, they're mine, and I get to decide if she can play with them. As he picks out several of his new action figures to return to his sister. A kid in charge of his own sharing and giving. A no that reminds me it's good to ask before you take. A no that teaches me his heart is young and restless and messy, but also full of charity. A no that lays the foundation for an authentic yes. because in the end, we can't truly say yes to our own voice and the language of love it is speaking until we've been allowed to say no to the voices around us. Which is why, more and more, I'm happy to say yes to the word no.